Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Sound.
Welcome to Woman with Pastor Rebecca Simmons. It's a blessing and an honor to be coming to you on today. God truly is good and worthy to be praised. I am excited about what God is going to do here in our midst today. We have a wonderful guest. Coach Lalisa J. Williams is with us on today, and we are excited. I want to welcome everybody in the chat room, Gazelle Simmons, and also our guests. God bless you all and welcome. Stay tuned. Listen, this is a two-hour broadcast, but if you can't stay for the whole 2 hours, definitely stay as long as you can. And you can always come back for more because we are going to be sharing. Coach Lalisa is a wonderful woman of God who has great wisdom. She has gone through a lot in life, and she is going to be imparting some very special jewels to us on today so that we can move forward, be encouraged, be empowered, be equipped to go forward to do, be, and have all that God has called for us to do, be, and have. So listen, do me a favor, spread the word, get on the phone, and tell somebody that Pastor Rebecca Simmons is on the air and that Coach Lalisa J. Williams is our special guest on today. We're going to get started. Tell them they can listen. They can listen by going to blogtalkradio.com/power or by calling in to 646-652-4832. All month long, I have special guests lined up. Next week we'll have co-pastor Anita J. Spaulding, who is the author of How Whomsoever Can Have Whatsoever and From Trial to Triumph. And then the week after that we will have Apostle Karen Detweiler, who is the author of The Five Rights and also His Miraculous Way. Oh, my goodness. So we are just getting prepared for a great month. We're going to end this month in power. Can you say power? Amen. We are going to end this month in power. God bless you, Sherry. Good to see you, Sherry Jones. Pastor Jones, good to see you. Amen. Here with us on today. So let us get started. I want to get started in prayer, and then we're going to introduce our guests as people are still coming, as people are still gathering here on today. Let us open in prayer. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy to be praised. And we thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Lord, we thank you for bringing us to this Blog Talk Radio radio show today. God, we thank you, Lord, that it's not just a radio show, but it's a time of empowerment, a time of impartation, a time of encouragement, oh God, even a time of education and equipping, oh God. So Lord, we just thank you that your will shall be done during this time that we are here together, and we just ask that you have your way. Save lives, change lives, save souls. Set the captives free, O God. Let your will be done. Let us go forth from this place rejoicing, ready to take on the world, ready to do all that you have created us to do, ready to be all that you have created us to be. So, Lord, bless my guest, Coach LaLisa J. Williams. Bless each and every person that comes, Father God, to call in on the switchboard and to listen, O God. Let not one of us leave this place the same. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. Amen and praise God. Well, hallelujah. Well, I'm going to introduce my guest again. You're listening to Woman with Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I want to welcome everybody in the chat room. God bless you. Good to see you all in the chat room. Good to see those who are calling in yet. I want to introduce my guest to you today. I have a very special guest today. I'm going to read her bio just because I believe it's worth reading. LaLisa J. Williams is a former victim. She is a former victim of molestation. She's a high school dropout and homelessness. She has been a former victim of molestation, high school dropout, and homelessness. She overcame these and many obstacles before becoming the success story she is today. Today, she is a successful businesswoman who is an inspiration to all aspiring entrepreneurs, students, and motivational speakers. Williams is the founder of Performance Strategies Unlimited, Inc., a training and performance improvement organization, and Brand New Beginnings, a word empowerment ministry. She also maintains positions as an adjunct professor of business at Essex County College, Union County College, and Yeshiva College in New Jersey. My, my, my. She is an author, a PhD candidate, a motivational speaker, and a radio and TV personality. Williams has also received the Dr. M.L. King Community Service Award. She was a speaker at Procter & Gamble Black Employee Group Empowerment Day 2006, Continental Airlines Black History Month Celebration 2006, as well as a panelist for the Horizons Black Alumni Career Panel held at Fairleigh Dickinson University, where she received her BA in Political Science and MBA in Human Resources. LaLisa J. Williams has trained employees, students, and the unemployed on how to perform to their highest potential at work, home, and in the community. Williams has held the previous positions: store manager of Dress Barn, Inc., associate director of the College Bound Tech Program of Essex County College, as staffing representative at Continental Airlines, legal secretary, assistant purchasing rep, and jet mechanic for the U.S. Navy. LaLisa has received the following awards: Community Service Award from First Baptist CDC, Who's Who Among College Students, Government and History Award, and the Post Day Award from Union County College, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Service Award, Award from FSJ United Methodist Church, Houston Community College Career Day Award, and she was given a special plaque from Procter & Gamble for a speech she delivered on their black to their black employee group. My God, I pray you are listening to this bio. I want to thoroughly introduce this woman. I'm almost done. Stay with me because you want to hear her bio so that you can know what God has done in this woman's life. LaLisa was inducted into the following societies: Phi Theta Kappa, Mu Alpha Theta, and was nominated to the All-American Academic Team of USA Today while a student at Union County College. She was elected to the regional presidency of Phi Theta Kappa and served as the regional leader over four states: Maryland, New Jersey, Delaware, and Pennsylvania. LaLisa has started several Toastmasters clubs and is the current president of Speakers Grove in Maplewood, New Jersey. She is also a graduate of Leadership North, a two-year fellows program. She has been featured in several publications, including Positive Community Magazine, the Black Star News, and Tri-County Journal. WIMS also plans, coordinates, and facilitates seminars, workshops, and several annual conferences to empower people to exceed their ordinary potential in education, business, and relationships. LaLisa's book, Release Your Power, will be featured in the following magazines: WOW Magazine and Inspire Magazine. Look for them in the upcoming months. The Release Your Power TV show will air in May. It will be a talk show where dynamic people come to share the power that they are releasing in their businesses, home, community, ministry, and the country. The first guest on the show is the King of Inspiration, a term given to him by LaLisa, Diva of Inspiration, Dr. Lee Jones, CEO and Executive Director of Inspire Magazine. My God, to God be the glory. I tell you, wherever you are, just go ahead and praise God for the great things that he is doing in this woman's life. To God be the glory for her bio. I started out her bio saying that she was a victim of molestation, a high school dropout, and so many other things going on in her life at that time. She was a victim of molestation, a high school dropout, and homeless. My God. And she has come a mighty long way. She's now married to a wonderful husband. She's a homeowner, no longer homeless. She is qualified. Did I say she is qualified? She is qualified to do what she does today, which is coach people into greatness. So without going any further, without saying anything additional, I want to introduce to you Coach LaLisa J. Wims. Amen. Praise the Lord. LaLisa, you're on the air. Thank you so much for being here. God bless you.
Good morning, good morning. Well, good afternoon. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca, and God bless the listeners this afternoon on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday. Praise him.
Yes, amen. Praise him. My goodness, LaLisa, I tell you, Coach LaLisa, Prophetess LaLisa, Minister, I tell you, the Lord is just using you in so many great ways, and it's a great honor to have you on the broadcast today. What I didn't say in your introduction, and I want everybody to hear this, is that she, Coach LaLisa, is a woman of integrity. She's a woman of great beauty, and she is a woman who is a friend of mine. We met many years ago at one of her conferences, Women of Power conferences, and I called her up, didn't know her. Somebody gave me her phone number and said, give her a call. So I called her up and talked to her. She took the time to talk to me, and then she invited me to come to her conference and to bring my books. I had just written my first book, and she gave me permission to bring my books and put my books on her table, and she didn't charge me a dime, I tell you. And that was many years ago, about 7, 8 years ago. And since then, she's been going full speed ahead, and I've just been trying to keep up with her. She is my greatest inspiration. Lalisa, you are my greatest inspiration. You are my role model, and I just thank God for your example to women and to men that we can indeed release our power and live our dreams.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. And, you know, God is doing great and mighty things through you and your ministry. You are also a powerful inspiration to not only myself, but, you know, so many other women and men and children. And, you know, watching you and your husband and watching your children and having watched them over the, you know, the past, you know, 7 or 8 years. And the beautiful thing about you is that, you know, you did show up. You didn't punk out. You didn't say, she doesn't really mean it. No, who is this woman? I don't know. No, you stepped out on faith. You came down there. You had your stuff together. And actually, I got some tips from you. You had your books laid out. I didn't have mine laying on the table. But you had your nice little stands and whatnot. And so, you know, we have to recognize that God is putting people together.
Yes.
And that every connection that God has for us, it is for a divine purpose because, you know, he sent you there. You probably felt blessed, but I felt blessed that he, you know, sent you to me. And then you did the same. You came and you kept coming. You wasn't a one-hit wonder. Okay? You brought people with you. You came back. You came again. You came here. You invited me to your church. You invited me to bring my books. You had me leave them there. And I tell you, you know, and that you would sell them, and you did, and you called me up, and you let me know that. And so, you know, as soon as you got on the radio, and you had your radio show, and you were on the radio with that other radio station for a long time, and you were doing your show, and I was watching you, and as you did your book publishing business. And so I just admire, you know, your strength and your character and your integrity. And then when you started your church and, you know, you made that available and you said, come on over. So, you know, I just thank God for you and your awesome husband, Pastor Simmons, as well. And, you know, just your other family members and the people I've met through you, Pastor Cooper.
Yes.
And, oh, my God, you know, First Lady Flag, met her at your church. And, you know, just so many. Anyway, it's just been a wonderful, wonderful marriage.
Like you said, a divine connection, and we just thank God for a divine connection. You're just so humble. Another thing is, you know, how do you do everything that you do and remain so humble, you know, because not only did you leave the books there, and yes, they did sell, but you didn't want the money. You gave the money to the church. You know, and a lot of people don't realize the things that, you know, take place in the life of those who are called to, in the lives of those who are called to greatness. But I can truly say that you are not only a reaper, but you are a sower. You know, you have given and given and given, and now this is your season. This is your time, and I'm just so blessed to be able to highlight you today. How do you do so many things, Coach Lalisa, and stay humble?
Yeah, there's probably many ways to do it, Pastor Rebecca, but you know what? In 1984 through 1986 or 7, I was a prostitute. And my life at that point was just so raggedy. Many days I really felt I had nothing to live for. You know, I'm out on the street. I'm just a street prostitute, nothing glamorous, not any fancy call girl. I'm not dancing in any beautiful clubs. No, I'm on the street, jumping in and out of cars, risking my life every time with a wacko that could have cut my throat. And some people got their throats cut just because they were prostitutes, no other reason. And overdose on drugs because they're out there and they get a hold of things that can kill you. And, you know, laying in a jail cell, you know, with nobody to even bring you cigarette money, because at that time I was a cigarette smoker. Nobody to even bring you cigarettes, okay? And you're into jail and you're bumming cigarettes from folk, and you're waiting for their butt, for them to throw it away, and that you're hoping there's something left to feed that nicotine habit. And, you know, and then feeling so dirty and so ugly and so unimportant. And then to have God, you know, step into your life, take you away from all that. And not just take you away from it and just leave you in some old ditch. But take you away and clean you up, and so you don't even look like what you've been through.
Yes.
And put you in places with people like yourself, and sitting down to boardroom tables with people like Mildred, Councilwoman Mildred Crump, and some others I can't even name, having, you know, hugged Pastor R.A. Vernon's wife and had them videotape and take a picture and put that on the Word Network. You see, that's how you stay humble.
Yes.
Because, you know, you didn't have to be here, you know, hearing the stories of women who had did way less than I had done, murdered, you know, by some of the same men that I was hooked up with.
Yes.
I know so many people who died of AIDS, and I know for a fact that it could have been me, that it should have been me, that it should have been me. And you see,
Yes. We
do it. That's how we stay humble, because we know that what God did for me, he'll do for another. So there's no one that I have to feel big over, because I know it took me from that. After having been molested from age 5 to age 18, after living with the shame and guilt of that, having sex with my own uncle, my blood relative, knowing it was wrong because I wouldn't tell anybody, but also being very, you know, shameful of that, and being able to hold my head up, having a husband that loves me, that fought for me, even after we separated, after 9 years, he could have left me. He could have went on very happily.
Yeah.
This was a decent man with a good job, a good education, a good family. He had no reason to take me back. But you see, as God did it. And so, you know, Pastor Rebecca, I just thank him. And for that, I am humble. I am humble because God is real, and he humbles me. Because if I ever try to think I've done something, or I have something, or I'm somewhere because of something I've done, the Holy Spirit is right there to remind me, you know. No.
My goodness, yes. Wow. I tell you now, that's a powerful testimony, and that's why I wanted to read your whole bio, because people know your glory, but they don't know your story. They see the glory of the Lord on your life, and they see you being a mover and a shaker, and you're out there, and you have your head held up, and you know you're confident, and you're moving forward, and you're successful, and you're motivated, you know, and you're powerful. But they don't know, you know, a lot of people don't know where you have come from and how far you have come, and some of the obstacles you have had to overcome in your life. And they, you know, a lot of people are amazed. You know, we look at you and we're amazed that you can still maintain your integrity, you know, and still give God the glory. And that's why, you know, just hearing your testimony lets us know why you are able to still stay humble, still maintain your integrity, and still give God the glory, because he's brought you from deep depths, and he's taking you to higher heights. And, you know, in between, you still have had to go through some struggles, but you still give him the glory, still give him the honor, still give him the praise, and you don't forget where God brought you from. Now, you say that you went fast. You went through being a prostitute, being on the streets, being molested by an uncle.
Yeah.
Rape, my God. And just so much you share, being separated from your husband. I just want to give you some time to just speak to those who are listening. I want to just give you some time to just speak to those who are listening and just speak some words, give your testimony, speak some words of encouragement. How did you end up as a prostitute, and how did you get out? I know the Lord has something on your heart that you want to say to those who have tuned in and are listening. I'm just going to flow right now.
Praise the Lord. you know, believe it or not, when I ended up on the streets as a prostitute, I was one of the most shocked persons that I was there myself, because it was not what my mother had allowed. She had five daughters and two sons, and it was no characteristics that she displayed. So, you know, I was one of the first ones shocked, but and it was nothing I had ever done before. Well, you know, sometimes, though, I have to, you know, wonder about that, because in a way, that behavior that I was in with that uncle, it was a form of prostitution. Here he was literally paying me off in things like, okay, I was the type of teenager, 15, 16, and I always liked to look nice. I always liked the nice clothes, and my mother didn't have that kind of money to give us that, and I always wanted, and by the time I started smoking cigarettes, I had to have my own cigarettes, and then I began to get high. I always had to have my own marijuana, and I, you know, wanted to have the good stuff, and, you know, fake versus the fake stuff. So, you know, this uncle pretty much played on that, and so he would give me money. So I had $20. So I could go to school and get the little drugs. I could get my cigarettes. I could get the little beer and the little Hopping Gator and all that other little stuff we were drinking in those days. And so, see, here's how the enemy can really use stuff. You know, people need to really know that when you have children, and even for yourself, if you don't have children, or if you have nieces and nephews, neighbors, or children at the church, I think what happens too often is that people are just so unaware. They are just so unassuming, not even realizing, you know, what things are being set up, and they don't even know it. So here the enemy, the devil, was already setting up this kind of behavior and activity. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and even if it's not that, there are kids who are used to getting money, like even these girls who have these little boyfriends, who he's buying her a necklace, and then he's doing that, and he's getting a kiss, and then he's getting a feel, not even realizing you're trading something for something. That's really all. Mm-hmm. That's what prostitution is. So now when the enemy approaches you with the type of prostitution where now you've gone from selling basically a kiss or time even, you see, now it's much easier for the pimp, so to speak, who is on the lookout for people who have that kind of personality. In other words, wanting something for nothing. My mother used to talk about that, and she used to, that there was, you know, you're not going to get something. My mother used to say that before you can be taken, you have to first have larceny in your own heart. She used to tell us that. And, you know, and I know that's probably part of one of the proverbs, because it took me until I was in my late 30s and 40s even to realize that much of what she was teaching, though she never quoted the proverb scripture, but once I read Proverbs, I was like, wow, she was pretty much teaching us Proverbs without saying that. Now, I don't know which would have been better had she actually said the scripture, but many of those children felt like the scriptures were being beaten over their heads, and they still went in the streets. Many of those preachers' children, my mother and father were preachers, so many of those preachers' kids still went out in the world and got hooked on drugs and prostituted and did more or less or whatever. So I don't know which way is better, you see. I would say, ultimately, I would say any way you can get the word in them, because the word won't come back void.
Yes.
And so those same things she put in me while I was 5 and 6 and 7 all up, yeah, so even when I went out into the world of prostitution at age 25, then it was that same word, though, that, you know, God was able to raise that word up, and then it brought me out. Because it's the word that brings you out.
My goodness.
And so even though I didn't know that was the word, but all of a sudden I got, you know, the word began to rise up in me as I was laying in that jail. Things like, you know, if you don't work, you don't eat. Well, that was that's in Proverbs. And, you know, things like the word that says, Lalisa, you're living beneath your privilege. Well, when she was saying that, well, that's like the prodigal son. The prodigal son left his privileged life and went to live beneath. And so, you know, those are the kind of things that, you know, start coming to me. And then there was another scripture that, you know, she used to say where, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face. And I love, for some reason, I just somehow, I love that, you know, that scripture, just something about it. And I believe what some of those scriptures were reminding me of is that God had a better plan.
Yes.
And I remember the songs that we sang in church, you know, have a little talk with Jesus. He'll make it all right. And Jesus on the main line, call him up, call him up.
Come
and then one of my, yeah, one of my favorites that they used to, the choir always sang every Sunday, and my mother was in the choir, and they would always march in singing, we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord.
Go ahead. I tell you, those scriptures are preaching all by themselves.
Preaching all by, hey, you know, so just the other day I heard a man say that he didn't believe in God, but I can truly say that the Lord will make a way, and he's never failed me yet. The Lord has yet to fail me, Pastor Rebecca.
Yes.
If you're listening, look at your life and say, show in your life, look at your own life. Don't look at me right now. Look at your life and get out a pen and paper to write down where God has ever failed you. I had looked at all these failures of other people. Okay, well, he failed me, and they failed me, and the school system failed me, and the teachers failed me, and the preachers. No, no, no. When did God ever fail you?
Yes.
When did you ever call? Listen, oh, God. When have you ever called on Jesus and he'd not answer? See, you can't find no time.
Yeah. Never. I've never called on him, and he has not answered. And I know a lot of people can say the same thing. My goodness. So many people failed you, but God didn't fail you. And, you know, even when you were a prostitute and laying up in that prison after being arrested for prostitution, because we know prostitution is illegal, you still had the word of God. In your mother's voice, he had been preaching that word to you because you were two preachers' kids, and you still had that word going through your mind, you know, just that word of God just going through your head that your mother had constantly been training you up, just constantly been telling you, you know, a man don't eat, work he doesn't eat, you know, never will God leave you, never will he forsake you, you know, seek first the kingdom of God. But if my people who are called by my name, I mean, all of those scriptures, I believe that's what pulled you through, you know, because you, like you said, Mike, go ahead.
And you know, and I remember a song that she would sing, she used to sing the song, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. And so these are messages that lets us know that God can sustain us with something from up above that will sustain you here down or below. And so even when I'm a prostitute, I had no money, I'm out there with a pimp that ain't even a real pimp, some fake boyfriend type pimp. And what this means is, but in a way I thank God, because the real pimp. So see, first of all, had I had a real pimp, I would have had broken jaws. I would have probably had my eye all messed up, because those people really beat you. So see how God is even protecting us in our foolishness.
My God.
Sent me down there. Now, he sent me. God didn't send me. Don't get it twisted. But he fixed it so that when I wanted to be foolish, he put me with a good fool. You know, there's some good fools and some bad fools. Because, listen, I was with somebody that wasn't a real pimp, so they couldn't do the beating. They didn't know how to do that.
My goodness. To God be the glory. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm down there, no money, no nothing. I'm all the way in Florida. My family is in Cincinnati, Ohio. I don't know a single soul. I'm down here in Miami. I'm on the strip where all the prostitutes are. I'm 25 years old, and for me, 25 was like 18, because I was, had a high school diploma and didn't do well. No, I had a GED. Never did well in school. Flunked out of school. Dropped out of school. Went back and got the GED. Passed by 1 point. after, you know, studying day and night and then believing, you know, those powerful, positive affirmations that I could do it, that's what got me through the GED. Have that. So here I am down here, little job skill, though I had been in the military, so I had some experience there, but I dropped out of the military, so that wasn't the best positive experience for me. So here I am. I'm down here with nothing. I'm out here on what they would call a stroll, where prostitutes are. But see, the thing is, you know not to get away from that, because if you get away from that, that's where some of your protection is. Well, I foolishly, like I was foolish enough to be there, got away from that stroll, and I was in a part of Miami that I didn't know of. I got picked up by these two, I guess you could call them men. They weren't that old, but they had to be also around the same age group as I, and they took me and beat me and raped me. So
Jesus.
Yeah, and they could have left me for dead. They could have killed me. I don't know who they were. I wouldn't. If you showed them to me today, I wouldn't know. If you had showed them to me an hour later, I wouldn't have knew who they were.
Yes.
And God, I don't know how God got me out of that situation. And that's how I know the real power of God, and that He can protect you even in a deadly situation.
My goodness.
Now that I don't know anyone, I'm in an area where I have no help, no protection, no weapon, no. I didn't even have mace. I had nothing. I was
nothing.
Out there. Oh, they could have taken me and kept me for weeks, months. They could have kept. They could have took me to another country. They were not.
Yeah, they
were not Americans. I do know that much. I, in my heart, I believe they were from Haiti, because there were a lot. There's a lot of people who live in the Dade County, Miami area, especially back then. I don't know what's there today, but back then there was a town called Overtown and Liberty City. These were very, 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 very bad cities. If you're in the Newark, New Jersey, or any inner cities up here, you ain't seen nothing until you go to Dade County and go to
Overtown. My goodness.
Town, they called it Overtown. They said, because everything in it is turned upside down. The cars are upside down. Houses on the side. I'm telling you, it was bad, y'all, back then.
My goodness.
Everything was boarded up and chained up. I mean, we would go and buy drugs, and you couldn't go inside. It would just be a chain. They would throw it outside to you. Like the stuff you see in the movie, that was real.
I've never seen anything like that. Wow.
Yeah, I lived it. That's where actually the so-called pimp I had, that's where he went to buy his heroin. So I would go with him from time to time, but it was nothing but a shack-looking building. You could not go in. You could not look in. There was nothing but bars on a window, almost like some of these little Chinese spots where it's just a window. But you couldn't see you couldn't see nobody inside. You never knew who was in. You didn't know if there was a 5-year-old in there putting it out the window, or if it was a 90-year-old person. You didn't never know. You never went in. You put your money in a hole, and you didn't know if you were going to get something out or not.
My goodness.
Something came back out.
Wow.
And you bought coke and marijuana and everything like that. And it's a certain part of Overtown and Liberty City in Miami. So I was in the worst of the worst, y'all. I wasn't in some little nice neighborhood prostituting on the corner. No, I was in the pit. I was in the devil's den.
Jesus.
And God brought me out of that 1980.
My goodness.
Like around 1985 that He brought me out of that. And I remember coming back to Cincinnati. And my sister was about to get married. Now, this is, some of y'all know my sister. We're on the radio together on Sundays. Love her. Beautiful. Some of y'all have met Minister.
Yes.
She was getting married. Now, you see how close we are. We were just as close back then, but not that period while I was prostituting for those 2.5 years. And she got married. So, and you know, all our lives, I'm thinking, of course, I'm going to be her maid of honor. And why not? I mean,
uh-huh.
We were close ever since we were like 5. And so but she didn't want me to be her maid of honor, and why should she? Here I am, this prostitute, and boy, did that break my heart. And that was something I'd never get over. But I got over it, though. You know, I understood eventually. So what I'm saying that to say to people, you know, that's just an example of how you can miss blessings. You can. People think you can. You can.
Yes.
And you don't want to.
Yeah.
And you should want to. Because we can just turn from our wicked ways. We could stop what we're doing. We could turn to the Lord. You know, we repent in the marriage. My marriage was, you know, headed towards Skid Row. And, you know, because I wanted to do things my way. I wanted to do everything Lalisa's way. And so,
yes. Now let me go back though, because this is you. Now you were still in prostitution when your sister got married.
I was just coming out, but yeah. Mhm.
And then you got married after she got married.
Yes, I didn't get married until after I moved to New Jersey with absolutely nothing. I came here with nothing.
Because that's what I wanted to ask. Yeah, because that's what I wanted to ask you. So many people are probably wondering even now, how did you even get out of prostitution? Because here you had this pimp who was a so-called pimp, because he allowed you to get beaten and raped. He was not, in other words, the very people that we lean on and depend upon to protect us, they're not even capable of protecting us. You know,
He was
because
my boyfriend.
Here you have gotten taken away and
he was my boyfriend.
Beaten and raped by these two guys.
Yeah, he was actually, the pimp was my boyfriend. So I met him, boyfriend, girlfriend, we're dating, going to the movies, going to eat dinner like any other couple. And then he took me to Miami because in his mind, he already had, he already knew he wanted to not work to get money. He didn't want to steal. So he figured, okay, you got a nice body. I was one of those girls they said was a brick house or whatever at that age.
Mm-hmm.
So he already saw what he wanted to see out of the relationship. So, let's go to Miami. Oh, let's go. We could do this. We could do that. So I'm like an idiot thinking, oh, sure, why not? I'm free fall. You know, these girls out here, you know, they want to be free. I'm free. I know what I'm doing, that kind of thing. You know, I didn't tell my mother. She would have never let me go to, she couldn't stop me by this time. I'm 23. I'm 25 by now. So she really couldn't have stopped me, but she would have definitely told me, don't do it. But I didn't tell her.
Yeah.
I just up and left.
And you didn't know you were going there to be a prostitute.
No, I thought I'm going there, and he is a hustler, because I knew he, you know, I figured he's going to get a little job, you know, laying towel on the floor, because that's the kind of work he did in Cincinnati.
Yeah,
so
but he didn't make you, because he didn't beat you, so he didn't make you become a prostitute.
He made me. Because come to find out, he had a friend who was one of those real-life pimps. And that real-life pimp had been a role model of his for years. And he wanted to one day live a life like that because he's seen the pimps. They would run into Cincinnati. They were from Vegas and New York. And these are guys he grew up with. They would come to Cincinnati flaunting their Cadillacs and flaunting their fur coats and all that. So now this is what I learned later. But so sure, he had what he had on his mind. And so he knew what he was going to Miami for. I just wasn't let in on it. So when we get there, we pull up to a hotel. He says, and one of the guys was down there. Somehow one of the guys was there with his girls. And so he said, oh, come on, I want you to meet some people. I was like, okay. So we go out on the stroll, and we're talking, walking, talking. And, you know, like normally if you a couple meet up with another couple, the guys are going to chit-chat, the girls are going to chit-chat. So me and the other two girls, we're standing here talking. He's over wherever, down, whatever. And so all of a sudden they say, I'll never forget it. We're just talking, kicking it kind of. And they say, run. And I'm like, huh? They were like, come on, run. So I'm running with them. Well, I'm like, what are we running from? Girl, we're running from the police.
Wow, my goodness. Wow.
And that's when I realized. Uh-huh. So now we ain't got no money. Hotel rent is due. We hungry. And he looking at me. I'm looking at him. He's like, well, I guess you got to go out there and just, you know, do that. Do what that.
Okay, so that's what happened. That's how he got you to go out there. Yeah, you had gotten down to nothing.
That's how a lot of girls, we went down there with nothing.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, we had maybe $100. How long is that going to get you in a hotel room and a meal? So by that night, we didn't have nothing. And that's how a lot of young girls are gotten.
Because of their love. Now, let me just get this right. The reason you went out there happened to have something to do with your perception of your love for him. You love this guy.
Well, remember now, it's like what my mother Barbara had said. when you wanting something for nothing, you're gonna get took it. So here I'm thinking, he gonna take care of me, he gonna have a little job, I ain't gonna have to work that hard. So I'm gonna be down, you know, see, instead of going on and getting a job downtown Cincinnati at one of them other little offices, like everybody else did when they came out of the military. No, I think I'm gonna get something for nothing.
Okay. Okay. And the reason that you went ahead and became a prostitute, was that because you loved him?
No, it's because I did not love Lil Lisa, number one.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I had no love for this guy. I didn't even know him that well.
Yes.
There was no real great love there. There was no love.
Okay.
So since I had already had this history of, well, you were molested and you had been, you know, date raped a few times here and there. People in school, they don't love you. They don't care about you. You had this boyfriend leave you when you were in the ninth grade and went with your girlfriend and all that old silly stuff. You know, the enemy can play those tapes in your mind. Your mother,
yeah,
they don't really care that much about you. You were the one who dropped out of school and had terrible grades. And so who are you?
Mm-hmm. So you said you might as well go ahead,
sure,
and be a prostitute. Get,
yeah,
paid for it. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, you're not much
it.
Of nothing.
Like
you're not going to do anything great with your life. Your life ain't going to be nothing great anyway. So how is this going to hurt it?
Mm. But we know the devil is a liar, because look at you now and look at what the Lord is doing in your life now. And, you know, so now when you tell a lot, you know, me, I tell my business everywhere I go. I give my testimony everywhere that I go. Now, when you tell your testimony, do you have any how do you feel about telling your testimony? I mean, is there anything in you that would say, you know what, I don't want people to know that about me because I don't want people to think a certain way about me? Or what is your motivation for telling your testimony?
Yeah, I didn't tell a lot of stuff. When I came to New Jersey in 1987, when God allowed me to walk away from that life, and when God showed me that, you know what, your life is more than that, and, you know, he's building a relationship with me, and I started going to church every day, and I was loving the Lord. I had absolutely nothing. Pastor Middleton, God bless him, at Galilee Baptist Church in Cincinnati, Ohio, his church was there, him and his wife was there, and I would go there with nothing. They would drive me home, and they really showed me some serious Christian love, and
yes,
just showed me that my life could be better and that people would accept me. Now, they didn't know all of my background, but they knew some of it, because my mother was one of the persons that kind of helped me not be so shameful and telling stuff, because, you know, she was kind of telling them, yeah, Lalisa was down there prostituting kind of thing, but this couple didn't treat this Pastor Middleton and his wife, Cassandra, they did not treat me bad. They treated me with love and kindness, and they invited me to be on different committees in the church, and I didn't know why, because I'm like, who am I? I have nothing. I have no money. I couldn't even drive myself home, and they would drop me off at home. And I just have just in my mind just this picture of love for these people. And then I got enough strength and power, and I was getting back on my feet. And next thing I know, I had gotten a job, a job through a temp,
yeah,
at a bank in Cincinnati. And then I started having a little money and getting myself back together, and I thought, wow, I felt like the Midas touch. Everything I touched turned to gold. And
wow.
I did. This was in Cincinnati,
Lord,
right after I left Miami. I said, wow, God, this is awesome. I was almost afraid. I was like, wow, everything I touched just turned beautiful. And next thing I know, moving to New Jersey. My sister was living in New Jersey, and I was going to go to Atlanta. My mother said, no, go to Jersey. You have a sister up there, Lise. You don't know nobody. She probably was fearful I was going to end up back in a prostitution state. So she did everything she could to turn me away from going to Atlanta, because I didn't know anyone there. I was just going to go to Atlanta and try to make it. Well, she told me to go to New Jersey, and I did. I came to New Jersey like on a Wednesday. Thursday morning, I got up with nothing. I went down to the Olsten's. They told me about a one-day temp assignment out at Valcor Engineering. I took a one-day temp assignment as a file clerk. And, you know, and at the end of the day, the guy offered me a job. So here I still got this feeling of everything I touch turns to gold. I took the job, and less than 6 months, the boss had a VP of the company was selling a car. That boss told my boss told that guy, sell the car to little Lisa. She doesn't have much money, so let her pay on her paycheck every, you know, 2 weeks or whatever.
And my goodness.
Don't charge her a big amount. Yeah. I'm like, wow, who are these people? I don't even know them. I just got to town, didn't have nothing. And now I got a car and that, you know, they charged me not that much for, blah, blah, blah. Then one of the guys at work, well, actually before that, one of the guys at work used to go to the Fox Trap, and he said, oh, you should come with us on after work on whatever Fridays. Well, one Friday I'm there, and I meet Drew, my husband.
Yes.
And so, you know, and I'm thinking, so anyway, you know, I just said all that to say that God can order your steps, but I wasn't telling anybody my story. Those people didn't know anything. I wasn't telling them anything about my past. I had no plans. I had no plans to, none.
Mm. But you the Fox Trap is a bar. For those who are listening, the Fox Trap is a bar. I believe it's Newark or Irvington.
Irvington.
Yeah, but you do now. That's what I'm saying. Now you are an open book. You've been in the Star Ledger. You've been written up in the local newspaper. You tell your testimony in your books. When you go out to speak, you tell people your testimony, your story. And what was the turning point for you where you decided to come out of prostitution and drugs? And what was the turning point for you? And again, what is your motivation in sharing your testimony?
Well, I came out of prostitution because after I ended up in jail multiple times, I began to hear other women who was also in the same lifestyle I was in getting hard time for later the judge is, you know, tired and thinking that you haven't learned a lesson. And pretty soon they'll just send you away to like a women's prison for a year or so. And or you could be in a scenario with one of the Johns and end up somebody die. Now you could get a rap for murder. Or one of those pimps or somebody could kill the person, rob them. Many things could cause you to have a bigger sentence. Or it could be drugs. So it was a lot of things like that. And so I just saw God showed me that, you know what, you can keep going down this road or you can, you know, change now and I'll help you out. And so the Lord helped me out. I came back to Cincinnati State with my mother, and then a year later is how I end up coming to New Jersey. Now,
okay.
Here I am in New Jersey, and again, I didn't want to share the story. So next thing I know, my boss, the same boss who helped me get the car, the same boss who told me on a one-day temp assignment that he would hire me permanently, I knew God was working in my life. And so I still didn't have all the pieces together, though, because I came to New Jersey seeking the Lord, went to a few churches, didn't really feel welcome there, and this is to the churches. Y'all need to start welcoming everybody who walk in your door because you don't know who
you're coming.
And I to be honest with you, I really didn't feel welcome in a lot of them. So what happened? I start back going to the nightclubs. So I was at Club 88 every other night. I was at, there was a club in Newark on Mr. West, but I came to the church, that fire burning still in me, and I'm not going to mention the churches I went to, but I went to several, and I'm telling you, it just wasn't there, y'all. It just wasn't there. It wasn't like some of the churches that when I got out of my situation in Cincinnati, when I went in those churches, those people welcomed you because they could tell that you were going through a deliverance.
Yes.
It would be a deliverance.
Goodness.
Yeah, see, you need to be, but maybe they were deliverance-type churches, and maybe that's what I didn't know. Maybe the churches that God had me, because I would just listen to the radio in Cincinnati, and a church would announce that they were having something, and I would go. Well, maybe those were the type of churches announcing that they were having these various revivals. I don't know. I haven't put all those pieces together yet. But when I came here, I just would get up on Sunday and go to a church. So maybe that's the other thing. There's a difference in just going to church on Sunday or going to a revival or a deliverance meeting where a person like a prostitute or a crack addict or a drug addict or an alcoholic or a sex addict or whatever, when they go into a deliverance service, see, there's going to be some change. So nonetheless, I was here.
Yeah.
And
Let me just interject here because you said it in the beginning when you started talking about the church. We need to get it together. You know, the church, we need to get it together, because whether it's a revival or a deliverance service or a Sunday morning or a Wednesday night Bible study, we need to, when somebody walks in that door and you can look at them and tell that they might be a prostitute or a crack addict or a gangbanger, we need to be able to embrace them and love them into the fold and be able to evangelize them to the point where not only are we giving them the word of God, but we're giving them the love of God. And that is not happening. It wasn't happening when you came out, and it's still not happening in a lot of churches. So, yeah, for some of you who are listening, don't just look for the person to come in who's already polished and has it all together, but you also have to look at the person who's raggedy and dirty and stinking.
Yes.
You know, and does not know how to put a full sentence together. We also have to look at that person and embrace that person, because God is no respecter of persons. So, yeah, that is a word to the church, and I really appreciate you saying that.
Take the time with these individuals. Don't just, okay, see you tomorrow, see you next week. That person might be going to hell that night.
Yeah.
You can't
just
say, you got to ask them, how are you doing? How did you end up in this city? I was coming all the way from Ohio. Had enough. And then look at where I ended back up, in a very bad spot for a minute. And it still didn't know anything about sharing the testimony, but thank God for Valcor Engineering, because God had me in the safe haven there. And though this boss of mine was not a reverend or a pastor of sorts, but God can work through people.
Yes.
And he used that man. He used John Stewart. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He didn't use maybe Reverend so-and-so and Bishop Toot-Toot-Toot-Toot-Toot, but he used boss John Stewart.
And that's another word right there, that God can use you, whether you have a title or not, whether you're standing behind the pulpit or not. That's another word right there, that God can use us in any area of life. That's why we have to go to corporate America. That's why we have to go and work in the kitchen at McDonald's for season. You know,
that
so
man,
we
God
can preach his gospel.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, he used them. He used that man, I'm telling you. And so here I am, because I would have fallen, I'm sure, a whole lot deeper if it wasn't for this John Stewart. And because what I saw in him, again, that's why I'm doing a new teaching about go where you're celebrated and not just tolerated.
Go ahead.
Because this man was celebrating me, and I believe in my heart it had to be the Lord. Why would this man celebrate me? I just walked into the state of New Jersey. A one-day temp assignment. How are you going to go on a one-day temporary file clerk assignment and be celebrated as if you got a PhD?
Yes.
See, God did that.
My goodness.
And so the man sent me to Essex County College to take a multimate class. And what happened?
He sent you to college.
He sent me to Essex County College to take a multimate class.
Wow.
Again, God used him. Because I believe, had he sent me to Union County College in Cranford, because the company was right around the corner, I believe something different would have happened. But he sent me into Newark, New Jersey, y'all, at a college where you got people like Dr. Mamie Bridgeforth, where you have people like Dr. Zachary Yamba over the school, where you have people like Mr. Kirkland, people like Gretchen Brown. These are all African-American people who held leadership positions at the county college, something I had never seen in Cincinnati. Something I had not seen in the United States Navy. And that moved me to say, wow, I can do this. And they were, you know, they were sharing their stories about how they started with nothing. Because I want to know, how all y'all get these fancy offices? I was okay? So here I am at the college and still not sharing my testimony, still not telling. However, you know, I took a course, and then I did move to Union County because we moved from Newark to Westville, and I had to transfer to Union County College. But look how God had already set me up. He had put me in a college where everyone there was from some of the same backgrounds as I had been from, and they were doing great things in the college. When I did move to Union, I was, you know, more confident in my abilities and that I could, you know, could stay there. And then I end up taking a course where we would talk about personal things, and they began to talk about being molested.
And
yeah, other than that, I had never had a conversation about it. That was my first conversation about molestation. And I was 30, at least 34 by this time. Had never even had a conversation about it, never in any group settings I had ever been in. That was my absolute first. And Dr. Judy Mayer, she's a woman. She was our teacher. It was a group dynamics class. I will never forget that lady.
Yeah.
We would sit in a circle, and we start talking about being molested. And so one young lady, everybody was sharing their stories. I was amazed. I did not know that this was something that happened. That's when I learned that this happens, like, one in every four girls are, you know, are sexually abused and molested.
Yes.
And as in the classroom, bear witness to that, because they were all sharing their stories. Some were sharing stories how they had babies by their brothers, but the baby
was taken
them, and how they can't sleep at night. And people were telling stories about their aunts who sleep in closets because of something that happened to them when they were a kid. And people, oh, I mean, the stories were coming out, honey.
In class. This is not in church. This is in the classroom at Essex County College.
Oh, Union County College.
At Union County College. My
yes.
goodness.
I'm sitting there going, these are white people, blacks, and different. I'm sitting there going, oh, whoa, wait a minute. The stories were, I'm like, well, I don't sleep in cars, you know, because these people, like, once a month on the child's birthday, they go sleep in a car, you know, all kind of tragic stuff. Every day on that child's birthday, they're sick and what. And I'm thinking, because of these babies that some of them had gotten pregnant through the molestation of their fathers and their brothers and their uncles. And I'm like, woo, that's when it hit me. God, you did this. That's when it hit me. God, I didn't have no baby by this uncle. I was never pregnant by him. I never had to have an abortion. I never had to give a baby up. I didn't have to take any drugs. Well, I guess I self-medicated myself with that crazy lifestyle, but I never had to go I never had to go to a psychologist and get those drugs and leave those real bad side effects.
God did it.
That's
God
when I realized. Yes. God, you did this. And that's when I began to ask the Lord, so God, why? I never before had I asked God why had any of that stuff happened to me. I just went on living life. I never stopped asking God, why did this happen to Lalisa? It wasn't until that class, and I started asking God, why did this happen? Why did you let my uncle molest me? Weren't you there? Couldn't you have stopped this? Couldn't you have let the guy have a heart attack one of those nights? I was asking myself this. And God said, don't worry, I will share with you why. You know, just keep plugging away. Now I done got the degree. Now I'm working on a bachelor's degree. And now I end up with a job at Continental Airlines. And now I end up, my boss encouraging me to come to church with her. Then I have the relationship thing. Then I end up going to Agape for a few months. And that's where various people were coming in to minister there. Cheryl Brady, all kinds of people. And Dr. Jackie McCullen saw her there for the first time. And that's when God began to speak to me about all that happened to you for a testimony of my power.
Wow.
But it wasn't until I was
working.
That's
Jesus.
When. And then Dee Cunningham's sister, I'll never forget it. Well, because when the marriage fell apart, you know, people couldn't figure out why. Why is your marriage like great? And that's when I had to share my pain from some of the other stuff. And then her sister said to me, yeah, God's going to have you share that story. And I said, oh, yeah, sure, right, kind of thing. And sure enough, a year later, he said to me, now it's time for you to share your testimony. And it was like, I said, well, God, why did you wait so long? And he said, because he wanted me to have done all that other stuff so that the testimony would be about how far God can take you.
Ha. My goodness, to God be the glory. And it is, and that's what it is. It's about how far God can take you. We have a hand raised. Somebody wants to speak to you. I normally do open up the phone lines at the hour at this time. We're going to take a call and see what this caller wants to say. They may have to leave, and I want to get them on the air before they leave out. Amen. powerful testimony. You ready to take a call, Coach Lalisa?
Yes, praise the Lord.
Amen. And if anybody else wants to speak, just raise your hand and we'll get you on the air. Area code 973, you're on the air. Your hand is raised. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
You can go on there, you know, just go over. You know,
hello, God bless you. Area code 973, you're on the air. Okay, I guess their hand is raised by mistake. Okay, so we'll just put that person back on mute. I think they must have raised their hand by mistake. At this time, we will take some calls. If anybody is in the chat room is full. We do have quite a few callers on the switchboard. If you want to speak with Coach Lalisa, if you have any questions for her, now's the time for you to call in. 646-652-4832, 646-652-4832, or if you're already on the switchboard, you can just raise your hand. I feel God, though. I want to continue while we're waiting for those to call in or those to raise their hand. I want to continue. You said, and God is really, really breaking some yokes off the lives of people today as they listen to your testimony. You said that God would not let you share until you had done these things because he wanted people to know. I know he wanted you to have done these things so that people would know how far God could take you. And I just want you to stay right there and talk about that and encourage somebody right now who may be going through some hard times or who may have been molested or raped or have some things in their past that they may be ashamed of.
Yeah, trust God and know that he has a divine place and plan for your situation, whether it's rape, abortions, abuse, whether you've just been feeling down on yourself, depression, just foolishness. But God has a divine time and place. There's one thing I know clearer than anything, Pastor Rebecca, is about God's timing. Timing
yeah.
is impeccable. And he you know, is specific. It's, you know, so meticulous. You can't, it's not a second off. Sometimes we feel out of time. We feel things aren't happening fast enough or they haven't happened yet. They haven't happened because of this, this, or that. But it is God's timing. He has the legitimate, right, justified time for it. And here's what you can't do. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry about what you might have been through. Well, God hasn't used me yet. Or God isn't you. Don't worry about if he ever uses you. No, don't worry about. There are people that might say, well, I've been through more than that, and God hasn't used me. Well, as my grandmother would say, just keep living. See?
Yeah.
Because I know people who've been through and what I've been through and more, and he has them telling their story from the time they're 18. He's different with everyone. You may feel that some people feel, oh, I don't have a story because I didn't go through all that. The fact that you didn't go through all that is your story.
Ha, go ahead, say that. That's right. God kept you.
Oh, that's
my goodness.
That's a story that ain't always told. And so we got people thinking that unless they go through some kind of hard tragedy, that their life isn't as powerful. Your life is powerful because you didn't go through it.
Yes.
Because the only reason you didn't go through it is because God kept you. And that's power right there. It ain't that. See, some people think they don't go through stuff because of who they are and who their parents are and what money. No, ain't got nothing to do with that. The only reason you ain't do it, it ain't had nothing to do with the fact that, well, because I didn't like those kind of people, no way, and because I knew to stay in the house. The only reason you knew to stay in is because God kept you in. Because
yes,
God was working on your mind to keep you in.
My goodness.
We have to give God all the praise one way or the other.
That's right.
You weren't a nice girl because you wanted to be a nice girl, or you weren't a nice guy because you just wanted to be? No. Because had it been left to your own devices, you would be a mess. So the scripture says, man's heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it?
Yes.
That's everybody's heart.
My goodness.
Everybody has it for murder,
yes.
For rape, molestation, for divorce, for separation. Adultery. Everybody has the potential for that. It is God who keeps us from it, or it is God who, as permissive will, allows it.
That's right. And ultimately, God has a plan. I want you to just talk to somebody that just might be feeling like their life is useless, that they can't get out or that they can't change. I talked to a lady on the job yesterday, and she was just telling me, you know, how her mother ruined her life and, you know, how she felt the need to be in a relationship, like she had to have a man, and, you know, that even that she, you know, was thinking about being a woman, and, you know, that she does go to church, but, you know, she still feels a need for more, you know, like she still feels like inside she's not complete. And I did encourage her in the Lord, you know, what would you say to somebody like that who is, you know, just on the brink of their breakthrough, but they have not yet broken through to get that victory in their lives?
Well, the Bible says that the anointing destroys the yoke. God will show up and tear down every stronghold, but God will give us the triumph. We know according to 2 Corinthians 2:14, it is God who always causes us to triumph in all things. And those are wonderful scriptures, and we know how powerful they are. But I still tell people, you still have a part to play.
Yes.
In all that God is doing and going to do and will do, and like with the three Hebrew boys, they said, we will trust God. Our God is well able. Noah's in the fire. Do what you can, King Nebuchadnezzar, because our God is well able. But they still had a play. They had to still speak the word of God over their own lives. And so we know that God is going to get us. You know, we say, God's going to get me out of this bad relationship. Well, yes, God is going to fix up some stuff, but you got to do the walking. You got to walk away. Like Creflo Dollar said, listen, I can't teach you how to get into God's house until I get you out of Pookie's house.
Hallelujah. I tell you, that is the truth. We do have a part to play.
We
are.
Yes. Part to play.
We have another hand raised. Let's take this caller, area code 973. And again, you can call in 646-652-4832. To speak with our guest today. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons on Woman to Woman. My special guest today is Lalisa J. Wim. She's a coach. She's a motivational speaker, a prophetess, a minister of the gospel. She's a woman of God. She's an MBA candidate, a doctorate candidate, I'm sorry. She has an MBA. After high school, being a high school dropout, you can go to her website at lalisajwims.com to find out more about her. She's an author. She has several books out. She has just given her testimony. We need more than 2 hours for her to be on this broadcast because God is doing great things in her life. But I want to, she can be found on Facebook. I want to take another call because I want to give you an opportunity to speak with her. The number is 646-652-4832, 973. You have your hand raised. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. God bless you.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, how you doing?
Good. How are you? Is this Brother Ali?
Yes, it is.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good. I was just listening to the sister talking about the prostitution. I mean, but I was just sitting there, you know, wondering why would a woman go out and prostitute herself, you know what I mean, and get the money to another man, you know, and she land up with another man. And why would she think that man loves her from the door? I wouldn't love her. You know what I mean?
Prophetess Lalisa?
Yes, yes, here. How? Yes. Why would a woman do that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. There's probably as many reasons as, there's so many reasons. Low self-esteem, sometimes it's people feel that no one else loves them, you know, they're kind of looking for love in all the wrong places. And probably what my mother would probably just boil it down to just being foolish.
Right.
A lot of foolishness going on, a lot of foolish things that people do. Now, remember, keep in mind that just like prostitution is foolish, well, having a woman and a man, particularly if they're in the church, a woman and a man who's in, both go to church or believe in God or what have you, and, you know, you're just going together for 10 years, that's foolish. And to God, one foolish thing is not any better than another foolish thing, because if God said marry, then the people should go on and marry. There's other foolish things that people do, and so, you know, it's just a foolish thing. And so God doesn't rank our foolishness. What he's ranking is that, how am I going to change you? How are you going to walk? So some people do look at the prostitution and think, oh, that's just so horrible. Well, it's just as horrible to a lot of other things that are horrible. Here's the difference, though, see. It's not about where we've been. It's about where we're going. And so...
Yeah.
So what has the, because I still know people in the church who are doing very, very foolish things, and sometimes nobody knows about it but them and God. But here's the thing. How is your life? See, the one thing, I didn't have to tell anybody because that was a long time ago, and as Pastor Rebecca knows, nobody knew. I didn't have to tell nobody's business. I really didn't have to. I was in college getting degrees, had my beautiful husband, Brother Drew Williams, awesome man of God, college student, doing things right. Taking care of his daughter, not like some of these men who don't know their family, their children. My husband was very active in my stepdaughter's life, and we had a wonderful relationship growing, I mean, as we our marriage was growing. So, but here's the thing. But God, you know what I'm saying, he's got to get this message across to unbelievers and some believers. God has to unbelievers to see his power, Brother Ali, with the... See, if I stub a toe and my toe gets fixed, sure, I can say, ooh, God fixed my toe, and that would be fine. And that probably would bring in a few people.
Right.
But how many people will be brought in when they hear the stuff you just heard and then see me now? How, you see, that's going to bring them in. what I'm saying? Hey, listen to Pastor Becca, hearing her story. What?
Yeah, and there's a difference between being foolish and being degrading. You know what I mean? There's a difference between degrading yourself and being foolish.
Yeah. But here's the thing. But when God brings you out of whatever it was that was degrading, that was foolish, that was ungodly, that was sinful, whatever it was, it's so many things. There's so many things we can't even number. But when people see the power of God, Brother Ali, Pastor Rebecca, you well know. That's what God said. The Bible says in Romans 15:28, but I said the whole world waited for the manifestation of the glory of God. See, this is about the glory. This ain't about my story. It had nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Of God's glory. So, yes, it had to be so foolish. Yes, it had to be so degrading. Yes, it has to be such a despicable mess because people act like they can't see the glory just for the sake of the trees. See, if folks could just look at the trees and the ocean and see God's glory, then you wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? We wouldn't need all of this. Look at all Jesus had to go through just to get people to believe.
Right.
Yeah, and you know,
he was Jesus himself, and they wouldn't believe.
And Brother Ali,
there was a woman with an issue of bleeding for 12 long years. She pressed her way through the crowd, touched the hem of his garment. Jesus said, "Your faith made you whole." But there was still folk in her community that saw all that that still wasn't serving God.
Right.
So people need to see, some people, not everybody, but some people need to see the devastation. So I'm almost a sacrifice for that. So yes, my character my character could be on display, and yeah, people can now say you did this and you ain't this and you ain't that. And I've had that happens to me. There are people who look down on me because of my past. Oh, you was foolish. Why you was with this thing? You thought you was this and that. But it's okay, because for every person that hears it and comes to know God in a real way, Pastor Rebecca, I would tell it over and over.
Yes, yes.
I would
tell
it from the
top
of the mountains. It makes someone come to know God in a more real way. That's all. That's it.
Yeah, but they got to believe your story, though. Remember that. They got to believe you. You know, it's not. It's even though God is there, but they have to believe you.
Yeah, they have to believe it, because it could be all made up. You're right.
You know, that's the focus is on you. It's on your story.
Well, they can go down to Miami and look in the police records, and they'll see it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Brother Ali, I thank you so much for calling in. I just want to just again repeat what Coach Lalisa said. All of us have a past.
Right.
All of us. I know you have a past. I have a past. Lalisa has a past. Everybody listening to me right now, we all have some things that we have done in our lives. We all, I didn't say some of us. We all have some things that we have done in our lives that we are not proud of, that
right.
were foolish, that were degrading, that were just downright nasty, you know, stupid. Some of us have had abortions. Some of us have paid for abortions. Some of us have laid down with women who were not our wives. And you even, being a man, have probably degraded some women in your lifetime. And this is not about what we have done. This is not about what we have done. And I want everybody listening under the sound of my voice to realize that. And Lalisa said, it's not about me and what I have done, but it's about what God has done. Where God has redeemed us, because he said when we come to believe him, when we repent of our sins, when we say, God, I'm sorry and I'm turning away from this behavior, then those sins, that behavior goes into the sea of forgetfulness, which means that God remembers it no more, which means that he does not hold those things against us anymore. But not only does he forget, but he gives us a brand new life. I mean, as the slate is washed clean, and God puts his glory on our lives, where now we are able to do above and beyond what we have thought, asked, or imagined. Now we could go out and live lives that are so successful. You tuned in late, so you didn't really hear about who this woman is today. You know, today she's a new creation. That's the name of my ministry, New Creation Christian Ministries, that the old things have passed away. And with Jesus, with God, all things have become new. And you said something about God may be there, but you have to believe yourself. You know, it really has to be, you know, where you believe your story and believe yourself. Sometimes, let me tell you, most of the time, me believing in me is not enough for me to pull myself up out of the pit. It takes something far greater and to bring us up out of the muck and the mire. That's why I'm a preacher today, because I believe that without God, a whole bunch of us would still be lost. We would still be dying, and we would still be perishing. So this is about God, right? Do you agree with that, Brother Ali?
I do, no doubt.
Amen. So this is about God getting the glory from our stories, because, I mean, you've heard my story. You read my book, one of my books. And you heard this woman of God's story. And you know what? Let me tell you one more thing. And Lalisa, I know you can witness this. When you begin to share your story, honey, believe me, you can't have nothing, no residue. You got to be delivered. You got to be healed. And you got to know that it's not about you. And be ready, like Lalisa said, for people to drag your name through the mud, say, oh, wow, how nasty and degrading she was. But, yeah, people have said that about me, too. But the thing about it is how great my God is, because he pulled me up out of there. I should have died in fornication and sleeping with the wrong men. I should have died in drunkenness. I should have died in drugs.
Come on,
you know,
man.
I should have HIV in my body today. But God said, no, you know, no, I'm not even going to let you go out like that. You know what? I'm going to give you a break. My God, I tell you, God is just so good. Go ahead.
Now, you're right.
Amen.
Because the thing is, You know. And see, when I was doing that stuff, it wasn't about no living with AIDS. Wasn't no such thing as HIV back then. It was AIDS and death within 6 months. And everybody knows it. And so, yes, I do apologize for those of you who may listen and you have lost someone during that time. And it's not that God didn't have love for them. It's not that they weren't a child of God. But God has a mission for each and every person that he has created. What
Amen.
What is your mission? Is it a homeless mission? If God delivers you out of homelessness, you got a mission to go help homeless.
Right.
If God delivers you out of foolishness, you got a mission to go help those that are still foolish. If God delivers you out of poverty, then you have a mission to go help those that are still in poverty. Whatever God has delivered you from, if God has delivered you from pride, if you know that you are just a prideful sort, you're so proud of who your parents were, you're so proud that y'all didn't have to eat beans and bologna for dinner, you're so proud that y'all didn't have to wear holy shoes and you didn't have to wear clothes from the rummage. What makes you so proud? Then, you know, that's the spirit of pride, and that is not of God. I'm talking about church people. Then you need to go and help deliver other people who are so proud of all the stuff that whatever they think they had. You see what I'm saying? So there's work for everybody.
Yeah,
all
amen.
Of us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
Listen,
if you are a couple.
Brother Ali, I appreciate the call. We have about some more callers. Stay with us, Brother Ali. Let's take some more callers. I want to see who else is on the board in this last 35 minutes of the show. Who wants to speak with Coach LaLisa? Area code 973, you're on the air. Welcome to Women to Women.
Hey, so just say hello.
634.
Becky?
Yes.
Sister, say hello.
Amen. God bless you. Tell I said hello. Stay with us.
Okay,
amen. Well. Area code 973-634. You're on the air. Welcome to Women to Women.
Hi. Welcome, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Elisa. This is Tina. How are you?
Hi, Tina.
God bless you, Tina.
God bless you. It's a blessing. Every time I hear your story, Coach Melissa, it always ministers to me. Like, I always learn a different part of you, and I can always connect something about your story until something to some of my family, or just sometimes something's about me. So I appreciate you sharing. I appreciate you being a vessel to share, to tell your story so other people can understand and be delivered for what they've been trying to shield or trying to hide. So that's what I wanted to share today. You're definitely a blessing to me.
Love you, Tina.
Love you, too.
Amen. Thank you so much, Tina. Amen. Tina is a blessing to all of us. And my God, thank you so much for calling in. Prophet Lalisa, Coach Lalisa, you have so many things that are giving God glory. Did you have anything to say to Tina?
Oh, just Tina, you are so special. Just love you, love your support, love the leadership in you. Just, you know, love how you just let God use you. I just thank God for you. I just thank God for your life. Pray much
Amen.
For you. Just a blessing. Just a blessing. Just supportive and encouraging, and you know, she listens to you, and she just has so much knowledge and, you know, wisdom, and just a helper. Just God bless her.
Amen. God bless her. Amen. God has great things in store for her. And I'm just excited to know Tina. Tina, I'm excited to know you, especially during this part of your journey. Amen. Okay, let's take another call. Stay with us, Tina. Area code 954, you're on the air. Area code 954, welcome to Woman to Woman. Area code 954, you're on the air. Amen. Hallelujah. Just stay with us. Some people won't talk. Area code 973-991. You're on the air. Welcome to Women to Women.
Hi. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Pittman. I'm past Rebecca and Coach Lalisa Proctor. How are you both?
We're
wonderful.
Wonderful.
Praise God.
It's nice to hear. Sometimes I get an opportunity to listen in. when I'm able to. And I happened to be on Facebook and saw that this was on right now. So I said, oh, God, let me get a chance to catch and listen. So I'm enjoying what I'm hearing so far. I'm always intrigued by Prophetess Lalisa's testimony because it truly is a journey that God has brought her from, and even a testimony of how God can change anyone's life and everyone's life. So it's a blessing. It's a blessing to hear. And I didn't know I was going to have anything to say. But Pastor Rebecca, I see God is doing some extraordinary things in your life also. And I'm looking on Facebook to see the different times. I plan to attend that conference that you're having, Prophetess Lalisa, soon. I think it's March the 12th, if I'm not mistaken. I hope that God allows me to be able to come on that day. But continue to do what God has called you all to do, and it's a pleasure to hear the things that God is doing in you.
Amen. God bless you, Mr. Pittman, and God bless your ministry, your church. God bless your the work that you're doing, and just, oh, my God, love you. Thank you for all your support and your encouragement, your sisterhood. Just love you. Thank God for you.
Amen. God bless.
Amen. It's the same, Dr. Pittman. God bless you. It's a blessing for me to have Coach Lalisa on the broadcast today. I highlight different women, and again, you can get her books and find out more about her. God's Plan for My Success is one of her books. She has Release Your Power. My God, that's an awesome book. And then she
and
even has a book on
books.
Publishing. You have both
have
of them, yeah.
Books. Yeah, and I have, I think, two of yours, too, Pastor Rebecca. I'm a supporter of people, and anything that someone's doing in the name of the Lord, and I know that it's the Spirit of Christ, I'm all for that. So continue to work.
We got to work more. We got to work it together. Yes.
And we certainly thank you for the support, even in purchasing our books. We just thank you for the support. And I just encourage anyone else who's listening to go to Coach Lalisa's website, which is lalisajwims.com, and pick up a copy of her books, Release Your Power, God's Plan for My Success, and also the book she has on publishing. She has a couple of new projects in the works. And we just encourage you to support this ministry. There is a workshop for publishing coming up on March the 12th.
It's
at the Wyndham Hotel. Go ahead, Lalisa. Just give us some information about that.
Yes, it's going to be at the Wyndham Hotel from 9 to 3, where we're going to have many authors there serving on a panel, answering your questions about the writing process, the marketing, the PR, what it takes to get a book from your heart to their hands. And the theme of the conference is Just Write It. And we're helping so many people, Pastor Rebecca, as you know and you've been doing for years, get their books out of them, get them into the hands of the people that need them. We have people that are going to be on hand to tell you about the different parts that would make your book a success. We're going to have Dr. Lee Jones. He's the editor-in-chief of a magazine, an empowerment magazine called Inspire Magazine. He's coming in from, he was in Florida, he's now in Atlanta. He's coming in to be our keynote speaker and talk about his publishing journey to publish a major magazine such as that that's had Tommy Davidson. He's had Patti LaBelle and others on the cover.
Wow.
Done stories on him, stories on them. He's launching, he's a college professor. He does lectures all over the country. He's a motivational speaker, I'm talking about, just phenomenal. And he's going to be a keynote speaker. We have director Joshua Coates, the movie maker, other filmmakers there. Just, you know, anybody that's in the literary world, journalism, PR, marketing, author, writing, because now the door has been opened. It's an open door with the internet and technology and people. You know, in other words, you don't have to be broke another day in your life. If you tap in, God has given us power, according to Deuteronomy 8:18. He's given us power to get wealth, to fund the kingdom. And if you are kingdom-minded, you are in the kingdom, God has funds for you. And so we just have to know how to tap into people and know that God has, you know, these connections for us, like Dr. Pittman, like Dr. Virginia Booth, like Minister Patricia Martin, like, you know, Sister Tina Lane, like, you know, Miss Quiet Storm, and all the people that God has connected us with. you know, we got to recognize what the kingdom is about. Jesus said, Father, before I go, I pray that they would become one as we are one.
Amen.
And if we could ever figure that out and recognize that, Pastor Rebecca, I don't do nothing to hurt you.
Oh, yeah.
If I hurt you, Pastor Rebecca, that's like hurting myself.
That's
if
right.
You,
that's
doctor,
right. I'm a part of your body, right?
Yes.
If
I hurt Sister Diana Flagg, I'm hurting myself. If I hurt Brother Drew Williams, I'm hurting me. If I hurt Pastor Anthony Simmons, I'm hurting myself.
Yes.
If I hurt little Jonathan or little Jazzy, I'm hurting me. We're one
yes.
body. And so
Amen.
As soon as we figure that out, and that's why God keeps having us do these kind of things like this and the conferences and the workshops, trying to get us to, he's always giving us an opportunity to see
yeah.
if we really love on each other. But as long as we keep saying, well, I can't go because she's that, and I can't go because he is that, and I ain't going because I didn't get mine yet. You know, I moved out of that land, Pastor Rebecca.
Yeah.
I lived there once. Well, it ain't my show, so I ain't going. It ain't my book, so I ain't going to buy one. It ain't my conference. I ain't on the speaking. I ain't on the panel speaking, so I won't go. What kind of nonsense is that? That's some old world.
Go ahead.
And even the world don't do it like that. They support each other. That's why they grow a lot faster times. Why do you think the church and our industries grow so slowly? Our God is big, so it ain't God. It ain't God hindering us. He said, I give you power to get wealth, so he ain't the one doing it. So why do we grow so much slower? Well, because we devour one another.
Mm-hmm.
I can't sow into your ministry because I got a ministry. Well, maybe if you start sowing into somebody else's ministry, maybe yours will grow.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
That's what.
Yeah, God said what you make happen. Yeah, he said what you
go
make
ahead.
Happen, I'll make happen for you. Some people figure out why their marriage is on the rocks. Well, that's because you're tearing down other people's marriage. You know, these are the kinds of, so people will say, well, what are some of your teachings, Minister Lalisa, Prophetess Lalisa, Coach? That's what my teachings are about. So if you don't like those kind of teachings, you probably won't like my show.
And speaking of your show, we have another caller, too. I want to take another caller, Dr. Pittman. Thank you so much. Stay with us. Thank you so much for calling in.
Pittman, love you.
Love you,
too.
We do love you. Looking forward to seeing you soon. Speaking of your show, when can we hear your show? Just before we take this next call.
Yeah, you can hear either Sundays at 6 on Blog Talk Radio, Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or you can hear the Coach Lalisa show every morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. Mm-hmm, Coach Lalisa. And you're right, Pastor. If we ever would get together and do it together, that's all God waiting for.
Yes.
Jesus, I would that they be in unity.
Mm.
It was like his dying wish. You know, God, you're right. You know the scripture.
Yes. As we are one, that we would be one as he is one with the Father, that we would be on one accord, walking in unity for kingdom advancement. See,
come
the problem is that we're so much into church that we have forgotten that it's not about church. Yeah, we
come
are the occasion, we are the called out ones, but it's about the church. The church is supposed to be about advancing the kingdom of God, you know, and we cannot tear each other down and covet each other and be jealous of each other. We need to be supporting each other. Each part of the body has been called to support other parts of the body. And it's about advancing. God told me it's about 3 John 2. Therefore, I pray that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Total prosperity, wealth, yeah, exactly. Advancing the kingdom of God, and that includes money. That includes being in good health. That includes supporting each other. That includes having a spiritual mindset that is in line with the kingdom mindset, that the sons and daughters of God truly can stand up and be counted in a world that is perishing and going to hell, so that we can snatch some out, amen, with our lives, with our testimony, and with the blood of the Lamb. So, yes, indeed, it's about lifting up each other and not always waving our own flag, look at me, look at what I'm doing, but just putting somebody else up and say, look at my sister, look at my brother, look at what he's doing, look at what she's doing, look at what God is doing in their lives. When we get that, then we are kingdom, then we can really be moving forward, amen, on one accord. So I tell you, you know, got me started. I'm trying to keep the focus on you. I tell you, we have a fan of yours, Coach LaLisa, in the chat room. I believe it's Minister, she gave me her name earlier, Martin, Minister Martin. Is it Patricia Martin? Patricia Martin, I believe. Patricia P.
Patricia Martin, LaLisa. Yes.
Yes, and she is on in May having 100 women in white and 100 men in black, and you are one of her speakers in that particular event. And you can find out more by going and looking up Minister Martin on Facebook, and you probably can find out more by going to Coach LaLisa's page also, LaLisa J. Williams on Facebook, get some more information about that and support it. Amen. Because God is doing a great thing in the kingdom. You can't be everywhere, but if you can be there, be there. Amen. We have another hand raised. Let's take this call. I tried to put this call on the air earlier, and since then they have raised their hand. Not area code 954, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Why, thank you. Thank you so much. And I am so glad to have tuned in this afternoon, because you two are some powerful women. And this message today has really helped me. And if you don't know who's speaking at this time, I will tell you this is Hopeful Joaquina, and I cannot let this show end without spreading some love to LaLisa over the airwaves this afternoon, you know. She's such a blessing. And the message
yes.
today has really helped me realize that it's all about taking charge of your life through commitment and nurturing yourself with love, care, and compassionate acts one at a time. You have to appreciate yourself in wholeness, and that's exactly what Coach LaLisa is doing. She's loving herself and appreciating herself, and she has developed herself into a whole person, not feeling empty or less. All of that she was in the past is no more, because she was broken then, but she has really made herself whole just by loving herself. And also, I cannot say if it was all her, it was also the grace of God and his mercy that kept her through all that when she was out there to bring her to the place where she is at this time. And when she finally made that commitment to herself and to God, he continued to mold her into the awesome being that she is at this moment. And I just thank you, because she's just been such a blessing, and I'm just so happy to hear the message of today.
Hallelujah. Go ahead. Sister, you spoke that thing. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. LaLisa?
To God be the glory for the great things he has done. Hallelujah. Hope, Kenya, God bless you. And you're down there in Florida. God bless you. Oh, God is bringing you out. And you know what? My sister, God gave her a prophecy once, and it said, you know, God's bringing you out and bringing millions with you. See, sometimes
Jesus.
We don't recognize how many people are attached to our deliverance. You may not know. You don't have to know the exact number. Just know that your deliverance has meaning. There is value in your, you know, see, it ain't about if God's going to deliver you. It's never that. That's what we're still thinking if he will. No. It's when he will. It's when will it happen. It ain't no if. It's going to happen. But deliverance was set before the foundation of the world. When Jesus stepped out of glory, he said, I've come to deliver you. I've come to set the captives free. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the gospel, to preach good tidings to those who are lowly, to preach deliverance to the captives. Deliverance is coming. You know, it's not again. It's not about if it's coming. It's when will it get to your house? You're going to be delivered. whether it's from drugs and alcohol. It could be from bad attitude. Do you know some people just, well, that's another sermon. But, you know, it could be from feeling down on yourself. It can be from, like you're saying, hopeful walking. Because sometimes we just don't feel whole. But guess what?
Yes.
Until you got all of God, you ain't going to never feel whole.
Mm. That's correct.
The Bible says there's no, what is it? There's no peace outside of God.
Mm.
See, without God, we're going to always be looking, and we're going to always come up short. The job going to only make us happy for a short time. If you're a woman and you're dating a man, he only going to make you happy for a short time. I don't care if you marry him. I don't care if he all that and a bag of chips. You still need God.
Come on.
Amen.
Am I right?
Amen.
So your husband, he's wonderful. Yes. So do you think you can forsake God now because you got wonderful Anthony Simmons?
No, not at all. Because he's going to mess up.
God
won't ever fail me. He will never forsake me. But Pastor Anthony will mess up. That man will mess up. That woman will mess up.
You got your beautiful kids. I know people feel their children are their pride and joy, but guess what? What happens? Them kids don't always do what they're supposed to do.
Mm.
You still need God. So here's the thing with God. God wants us to, he wants to be first in our life. Now, as it relates to us getting on the right track with our lives, I would say to people, okay, stop stressing over your life getting fixed. Stop stressing over fixing your life and start stressing over fixing your relationship with God.
Go ahead.
That's your work. God will fix your life if you fix your relationship with him. Let me say that again.
Amen.
God, I didn't fix my life. Don't get it twisted. I worked on my relationship with God and people, because remember now, you can't just be working well on your relationship with God and think you're going to neglect mama and sister and children and boss and coworkers and friends. See, fixing a relationship with God, see, God says, how can you love me and you don't love the ones you're with every day?
Mm.
So I had to go back to Cincinnati to the mother that I act like she wasn't nothing. I had to go back and humble myself and say, Mama, you were right. You tried your best to teach me every good thing you could. I had to go back to the same siblings that I might have thought, well, they think they're better, so they are. They're all that other nonsense. Okay?
Yes.
And I had to humble myself and say, you had to do what you had to do, and you had to be, and just get over it. I had to go back to the same uncle that I felt was one of the main reasons I was living that kind of lifestyle. And I had to say, listen, brother man, you were sick. I free you from what you did. I release that over your head. I'm not going to go the rest of my life hating you because of that, of your sickness and your demonicness.
Yes.
You see, we have to recognize that we got to get our relationship right with God, and then God will fix our life. Our relationship right with God starts with getting our relationship right with the people that he placed the closest to us. I couldn't fix my life, Pastor Rebecca, until I fixed my relationship with Drew Williams.
Yes.
No matter how much I wanted the book, the this, the business, the that, all the whatever stuff we think we want. We want this door open, and I want that door to open, and I wish God would open that door. No, no, no. He is saying humble yourself in that relationship and let people know that you made a mistake. I messed up.
Mm.
Forgive me. Now, here's the thing. But don't get mad at yourself if the person doesn't. That is not what God told you to do. Now wait around till they do. He said, just go and ask. Ask for forgiveness, bless them, and move on.
And move on.
God will fix the rest.
Oh,
he fixed every other relationship in my life, Pastor Rebecca.
Yes. Yes.
He made my mother
to God have, see the glory.
My mother have such respect for me, Pastor Rebecca, that 1 year before she died, he allowed her to write the inscription in my book. I didn't even know what it was. I didn't even know what the word meant.
Yes.
Just to let me know a legacy that I know that God will make every relationship right. The same mother that I ran away from home and dropped out of school and had her leaving her good government to come down to school to bail me out of some mess. The same lady who had to take off her job and come bail me out of the workhouse so I didn't have to spend the night in the horriblest jail in Cincinnati, Ohio. That same woman, some mothers turned their back on their children. But that same mother came to every graduation that I graduated from here in New Jersey, all three of them, and she went on a cruise with us. She came to our timeshare. That same mother encouraged
my her. God.
My husband and I were separated. That same mother encouraged his heart. She told him a threefold cord was not easily broken.
Yes.
The whole year we were separated. I left him. And that same mother that could have, she didn't have to say nothing. She could have said, oh, that's what you deserve. You didn't deserve him, no way. He was too good for you. But she didn't.
Wow, we serve an awesome God, and I just thank God for your testimony.
And she encouraged his heart in the Lord. She didn't tell him, well, go to the bar and have another drink. You'll feel better in the morning. No. She gave him scripture.
While
some people would hate a separation in their marriage, but I thank God for my separation because it was that time that my mother could really minister really to the both of us separately as she had. And then the Lord did. So anyway, I know you're running out of time and all that, but you.
Well, I tell you, I need more than 2 hours to have you as a guest, and I knew that, you know, you're going to have to come back, but I do have a couple. The switchboard is full. I mean, it's amazing because at the end of this hour, the calls just started coming in. So we'll just take a couple more calls. We only have 9 minutes left, so I don't know if anybody else has anything to say, but we're just going to open up a couple more calls and see. I hope, thank you so much for calling in. God bless you. Amen. Area code 908-355, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Simmons and Prophetess Lalita, Lila. I have I listened online for over an hour, and then I said, let me call and just, I have so thoroughly been blessed by this broadcast. I'm just learning, Pastor Simmons, I'm learning how many powerful women of God there are, and how the way that the Lord has brought them and how he's brought them to a point. First, believe it or not, I've heard, been to workshops and been to different things that we ourselves have presented, but when I remember reading your book, and that was like, has been like a turning point in my life. I listen to your broadcasts and the different people that you have coming in to speak. And now I listen to this young lady, and I'm an older woman, and I am thoroughly, thoroughly blessed. I had something else I was going to say, but the Lord, I don't want to say that. I don't want to use up all your time. I just want to tell you one thing. You keep doing what you're doing, Pastor Simmons, because you, and I'm praying to God and a prophetess, because I'm going to be praying that God broadens and enlarge the territory in which you all speak, because there are so many women, not just young women, but older women too, who are carrying deeply embedded secrets that they are so ashamed about, and who truly love the Lord and need that to be able to be freely express the things that are going on so they can receive that liberation that I hear when you speak and when Pastor Simmons speak. Just keep on keeping on in the Lord. And that is all I'm going to say today. And I'm just going to continue to praise the Lord as you speak to anyone else, Pastor Simmons. But thank you so much for this radio program. Thank you so much for the books that you've written. And I'm just praising God for both of you. And for all the women that I've heard through you, Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise
thank
the
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank
my.
You.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Your
thank
word
you,
is God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to hang
thank
up and just praise
God.
God.
Thank you for deliverance,
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
be able
you,
to go.
Jesus. Father, we
hallelujah.
Lift up every woman, oh, Lord, that's
Jesus.
Listening to this
Jesus.
Broadcast live or via archive, every
thank
man, oh, God. And we thank you for total
thank
deliverance,
you.
Oh, God.
Thank
even
you,
as
Lord.
We listen,
thank
oh, God,
Jesus.
We thank you, Father God, for breaking
thank
the shackles, oh, God,
thank
for breaking the chains, oh, God, for opening the
thank
prison doors, oh, Lord. Lord, we
thank
you, Lord, for the power to forgive. We thank you for the power of the least of testimony, oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the
Lord,
name
continue
of
to
Jesus.
Lord, to use the archives
hallelujah.
Of this broadcast, Lord, to help
oh,
women and men to get
thank
free,
you,
oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for
in
Mother Belly, oh God. Thank you for what
hallelujah.
You're doing in her life, oh God, in
thank
the
you,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. Thank you for
thank
the praise
you.
That is upon our lips,
oh
God. In the
ooh,
name. Thank
Jesus.
You for even her words over
hallelujah.
Our lives, Lord. Thank you
Jesus.
For the blessing that
thank
she has spoken
Jesus.
Over our lives,
oh,
oh
God.
God. And we
thank
receive it in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, have your way.
Have your way,
that your will be done.
Thank you,
in
Jesus.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Jesus
thank
name.
You, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Heck, hallelujah.
What a mighty God. Prophet, Coach Lalisa, I'm messed up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Did you have anything to say to Mother Belly, Coach Lalisa?
God bless her. Just thank you for your encouraging words. Let God use you. Yes, oh, my God. The freedom, the freedom, the freedom that God will give to those in the ministry with you and those that are around you, and I let you are free. Anyone out there, you are free to use my testimony. I know some people, I know they you don't want to share other people's testimonies, but let me tell you something. If it's going to help some, if you got a teenager, if you got a young woman, you got a married couple that needs to hear, please, you may not get it all straight, but you know enough of it that if it's going to help somebody, you know, my sister would use it with women that she would meet and couples that were headed for divorce, and she would begin to share my message on of separation and almost divorce, and then she would possibly even get them a copy of the book, God's Plan for My Success, and many a marriage have been not only saved but turned around for the better. See, God doesn't just, you know, take us out of the fire. Remember now, he cleans us up to a point where we never even look like what we've been through.
Mm.
You see,
yeah.
there's no thing that you could tell that you've been through a fire. And so, you know, he's not just going to bring you out of the wilderness and let you sit there. He's going to bring you out and make you triumphant.
Mm.
He's going to let you thrive, not just survive. So that's
my
what kind
goodness.
Of our ministry is about, Pastor Rebecca. It's about, you know, thriving in the things of God, not just striving. We're past that. We're past just surviving. Now we must thrive in kingdom.
Yes.
Because we have gifts and hidden talents that come from God, not from your mother, not from your daddy, not from your nationality, not from your background. You got gifts and hidden talents that are inside of you. You are a vessel. And there's hidden talents in every one of you and gifts in every one of you that and you have power that came from God. And that same
yeah.
that same power that raised Jesus from the grave, that same exact power.
Go ahead.
Same power that can turn a prostitute into a preacher.
Mm.
Can change someone who smoked crack. And I know Tina was at my house the other day, and I was sharing the story with her. But yet he can turn that same person around. That you will be the person that they will call. I'm going to Arts High next month to speak to the high school. When they put my story in the Star Ledger, Dr. King, who is the head of the business department at Essex County College, where I teach. He didn't call me up and say, well, we want to talk to you. The board is questioning your credibility now. No, no, no. He sent me a thank you. Thank you for sharing your story, Lalisa.
My goodness.
Okay? Stop worrying about who is going to reject you because of your story. There's always the haters. Come on. They hated Jesus. Joseph's brothers hated him.
Yes.
Don't stop worrying about that. Get out of that land. Start looking for the places that God has already got laid up for you to speak. I spoke at a hospital in Newark. They brought me in to speak. And I said, oh, but what about my background? She said, that's why we want you. Because a woman was teaching at Rutgers University. She said, come, and I want you to speak to my class of students, criminal justice students. And she said, I want you to tell your background, but I want you to not look like you had that background, because she wanted to get in their minds, stop thinking of how a criminal is supposed to look. She wanted me there in my suit, and she read all my accolades about the college education and stuff like that. And then she wanted me to tell them where I had been. And they were blown away.
Yes.
Because people have a mindset of what a prostitute, an ex-prostitute is supposed to look like. An ex-drug addict is supposed to look like. An alcoholic. See, they got in their mindset what you're supposed to look like, but they don't know what God can do with a mess. Huh?
He can turn a mess into a great success, my God.
Listen,
and that's what he's done in your life.
When the blood of Jesus hits you,
Girl,
listen, everything going to be cleaned up. He's going to make your beauty, and he's going to bring about your beauty from what you thought was ashes. That's right.
Yes.
You thought it was burned up in waste and worthless. But anyway, behind all that worthlessness is something that is so valuable and precious to God. And he sees that.
Yes.
He hasn't forgotten you. I know you feel like God has forgotten you. He hasn't forgotten, but God is about timing.
Yes. My God. Well, we're going off the air. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. If you can still hear me in the chat room, God bless you. Chat room has been full. I thank you all for being with us on today. And everybody that's still on the phone lines. But just for the archive, as we go off the air, I just want you, Coach Lalisa, I want you to know we're listening to Lalisa J. Williams, Coach Lalisa. You can find out her information at lalisajwilliams.com. She's on Facebook. Amen. And you can go to Facebook. What is it, Coach Lalisa on Facebook?
Yes, it's Facebook, Coach Lalisa, yes.
Facebook.com/Coach Lalisa and Twitter. Go and find this woman and follow her. God is doing great things in her life, and many are being saved as a result. We thank God for Mother Rosa Bailey, who called in and blessed us both, and for Dr. Pittman and Tina and Sister Hope and everybody that called in, Brother Ali and my sister Rashida, who's listening, for everybody who called in. We just thank God for you, and my husband, Pastor Anthony, who's listening, who didn't get a chance to be on. But we thank God for all of you calling in, being with us on today, and everybody that's listening to the archives. Last week I got over 400 hits in the archives. So the people are listening to Women to Women. I just thank God for the prayers of everybody who's still praying for this broadcast. And I do pray that everybody nationwide listens to this show, hears about you, Coach Lalisa, and everything that you're doing. And I encourage you to keep moving forward, letting God get the glory. And I just want to give you 2 minutes, even in the archive, to just close us out. Just say whatever God would have you to say in this last 2 minutes. Encourage somebody, motivate somebody, whatever it is that the Lord puts on your heart as we close out the broadcast today.
Oh, Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord God, for how you are blessing and how you are using your people to advance your kingdom. Now, Lord God, we thank you for this special anointing, this supernatural anointing that you have put on this woman-to-woman broadcast ministry, broadcasting on Pastor Rebecca Simmons and her ministry and her life. Lord God, we thank you that all those who tuned in today, that you would have a special blessing for them, Lord God, because they were called here, they were summoned here by the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost, and that their prayers that right now this is your opportunity right now to whatever you stand in need of. If you believe boldly and if you believe in the supernatural power of God, for whatever it is that you are believing, do not waver, do not look to the left or to the right, but that God is going to answer you, and he is going to answer you with the quickness, that he's going to answer you right away. But you must do it now while the atmosphere has been set, while his presence is here. His presence is here because God is supernatural. So whatever time you are listening to this, that is the time that he has summoned you. So whether you're listening live, you're listening via the archive, because it's the time that God has called you here to listen. And because you were obedient, when this was a clarion call that went out. This was not an ordinary tune in to a show. This was a call to come and be delivered, set free, be empowered, and to be able to move forward in kingdom building. We're not just asking God for a house and a car and a husband and money and jobs and this and that just for the sake of having it. That's what the world does. But kingdom people, we get these things, these blessings, so that we can be a blessing to others, to the homeless, to those who are in prison, to those who are without parents, to those who are orphans. We are being blessed to be a blessing, to build churches, to build houses of worship, to build ministries so people can come in, have somebody real to talk to, so that they're not out left walking with the ungodly, or sitting with the sinner, or standing in the way of the sinner, or sitting in the seat of the scornful, but that they can come in the presence of other like-minded kingdom builders and those who are on this path. So we just give God all the praise, honor, and glory, and we count it done. And he wants, and here's the thing, you have to praise him in advance.
Yes.
If you don't hear nothing else from me, understand. Huh. You can't wait and praise him once you get the thing that you're praying for. You've already missed. You've got to get in the habit of praising God in advance of your breakthrough. God is a God of faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. He needs you. Your faith is that you can praise him while you're still broke, while you're still feel like you're an underclass, while you're still homeless, while you still don't have money to pay your bill. You got to praise him in advance. And then you will see God move like you never saw before. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. I feel God's glory all over this place. To God be the glory for the great things he has done and is doing. Our prophetess, Coach Minister Lalisa J. Wims, author Lalisa J. Wims, to God be the glory. Your name is going to be made great, is being made great. Your name is being made great amongst men and women nationwide. They're going to call you from all over, not as a result of you being on Woman to Woman, but as a result of you being obedient to God. Your obedience is equating to the overflow of God's blessings in your life. Amen. So if anybody wants to get in touch with you, now Prophetess Lalisa, Coach Lalisa is a coach, a motivational speaker, a minister of the gospel. She is an author. She is available for keynote addresses, for motivational speeches, for women's conferences, for seminars, publishing seminars, for setting up your own company. She is available to coach your executives. She is available to minister and motivate your students. Whatever it is that you need to minister to the women in your women's ministries, whatever you need, God has equipped her to come in and get the job done for his glory. You heard her. You heard the testimony right here on Woman to Woman. You can contact her at lalisajwilliams.com. There's a contact form there. And also, is there any other way that people can get in touch with you, Coach Lalisa?
Yes, they can call 888-714-7776. That's 888-714-7776. Or they could, you know, they can get in touch with you if they have your contact information, and or they could email you right here on your Blog Talk Radio page, or they could send you a message, and we will get it. And we just thank God for you, Pastor Rebecca. You know, we go way back, and we know, we remember when we would do the radio shows, and we would be on hours after it went off. So
yes,
remember
yes.
those
We would be on for hours, and we were just, it was, sometimes it would be just us with no listeners. So God has brought us a mighty long way, because now we have hundreds of women and soon to be thousands of women that are listening to our broadcast, and men and men that are listening to us spread this gospel of hope. And
you can't
power. Give up.
You can't give
up.
We
can't stop.
And you can't despise small beginnings. So we love you
guys.
I can't wait to tell Minister Beverly Carter about, she didn't realize I was going to be on. Probably she was traveling, but she did try to text me, call during the show, but I'm going to let her know to listen. She loves you. She adores you. She loves your ministry, and we're all looking forward to April 1st and 2nd. You're going to be one of our keynote speakers. Definitely looking forward to you on March 12th for the book for the Writer and Publishers Convention, but we're also looking forward for you to be back with us for our third annual Kingdom Women Empowerment Convention that's going to be also at the Wyndham April 1st and 2nd, and you will be speaking on the 2nd, which is a Saturday. But, you know, we love Pastor Rebecca. You know, I don't think my sister will let me have a conference where we don't have you, and we're going to be looking to get you. Because you really break up yokes when you start preaching about the holiness and the power of God. And so when we, the next year, when we do our praise and deliverance conference next year in Cincinnati, Ohio, we want to make sure that you, we're going to get you, fly you out there and have you, we're going to present you, if you haven't already been presented to Cincinnati, Ohio, we're going to present Pastor Rebecca Simmons to Cincinnati, Ohio. So they better get ready. And
amen.
And I know you have your women's conference in October, the first weekend?
The second weekend.
Oh, you have
the first weekend. Yes. And what weekend will that be in Ohio?
Well, it won't be the weekend you're having yours, so that's why you got to tell me. It'll be
Amen.
Be whatever weekend you're, so you let me know.
Praise the Lord. And that's next year, right?
That's 2012.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So we'll get that orchestrated. We'll synchronize the dates to make sure that we are not doing it at the same time, because I would love to come to Ohio. Amen. Well, praise God.
I want the whole Cincinnati, so I want a whole year to promote this, because I want the whole Cincinnati to know. If they don't come, that's on them. But I want the whole Cincinnati to know that Pastor Prophetess Rebecca Simmons, with her books, and coming to Cincinnati, Ohio, my hometown, where I grew up, a little foolish girl, ran away from home, all kinds of crazy stuff. I want them to know, and who's coming there. So I thank God for you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, and I thank God for you. And please give Minister Beverly Carter my regards and my love. I love her. I tell you, don't get to spend too much time with her, but she is definitely dear to my heart. So much going on. March the 12th, there's the publishing seminar that's taking place at the Wyndham, and that is from 9 a.m. until, I believe it's about 3 o'clock p.m. I will be on the panel there, and there are going to be some great speakers there. Also, on April the 1st and 2nd, there will be the third annual Women of Power Conference. Yeah. That Minister Lalisa talked about, Coach Lalisa talked about, I am a speaker there, blessed to be a speaker there, and looking forward to a great move of God. On both of those dates, you want to go ahead and register today. So go on over to lalisajwilliams.com and register for both of those conferences today. Also connect with Lalisa on Facebook and get some of her books, buy her books. Amen. So, Lalisa, thank you so much for being my guest on today.
Love you.
Amen. I love you. I love you. Looking forward to seeing you real soon.
Yes.
God bless you. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and my special guest today has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams. I want to, on behalf of my husband, invite you to come and worship with us tomorrow at NCCM, the Kingdom Church. We're at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. Our service time is 11 o'clock a.m. And also, you can check us out. Any information you need to know about me or my books or my ministry, NCCM www.prayeronline.org. Next week, we have co-pastor Anita Spaulding. She's the author of How Whomsoever Can Have Whatsoever, and From Trial to Triumph. Amen. Let me get it right. Another powerful testimony coming forth on next week. We thank God for you. We thank God for your listenership. Tell somebody about Woman to Woman. You can listen to the archives at Woman to Woman. You can listen to the archives at blogtalkradio.com/power. blogtalkradio.com/power. So the archive will be available in 10 minutes. And if you miss any of the broadcasts, you can go back and listen from the very beginning. Amen. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Lalisa, I love you, and I will talk to you soon.
God bless everyone. Love you, Pastor Rebecca. Goodbye.
Love you. God bless you. Amen. Let's close out with gratitude by Alicia Cooper. Amen. God bless you. See you next week right here on Woman to Woman.
Can you?